as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside my partner in crime, Anthony the Backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Fantastic. It is Friday evening. Just got off work a little bit ago, ready to talk some hockey. We're getting real close, buddy. Dude, Wednesday.
I'm going to be honest.
Season starts on Wednesday.
I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't know what to do with my hands.
You know what? That brings up actually a great point. Before we even get things rolling, I know that everyone watching on YouTube, you notice these nice mic stands we have on the tables. These are courtesy of our guest producer tonight, Corey Lake. Corey is the drummer of the band I was once in. He's also a current drummer for the Valley Ghouls, awesome surf rock from Jacksonville, Florida.
Go check them out for sure.
They're playing. Corey, what are you guys playing next show?
He doesn't even know what he asked them for.
They're on Facebook.
Go check them out on all social media platforms. Instagram.
Check them out. If you like surf rock, this is the band for you.
You're a terrible plugger. Leave the plugs to me. We've got a great show ahead of us, folks. We've got a loaded show, actually. This is the best show. This is my favorite show that I've been looking forward to most since we started our divisional previews.
This is my favorite show.
We have the Metro Division Preview as our main event of the show today. We've got Pimps of the Week. We've got Setup of the Week. We've got Start Sits Call-Ups. We have an absolutely loaded show, so stick with us all show long. First off, though, what I want to do, though, is we have a major announcement. A major announcement here. Drum roll from Anthony here. We will be doing another Fantasy Hockey League, the Power Play Podcast Fantasy Hockey League. 10 spots. Last year, we opened up two leagues for every fan. This year, it's 10 spots. 10 spots only. It'll be a 10-team league. You want to do 12? You're looking at me like I should change this.
No. If you say 10 spots, that's 8 spots if we're included.
So we should do 12. Let's do 12.
And 10 spots for listeners. The fantasy, the Power Play Podcast Fantasy Hockey Listener League.
The Listener League.
Sorry.
We'll just say the Listener League.
That took a lot.
That took a lot.
From here on out, we'll refer to it as the Listener League.
So either way, we are doing another Fantasy Hockey League. 10 spots are available. It's a 12-team league. We're going to be talking about it frequently throughout the show, throughout the season, keep you involved throughout the season. It's a long grind of a season. So this Fantasy Hockey, it'll keep you invested nonstop. It'll keep you invested in the show. Join the Fantasy Hockey League. We'll post the link to all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Podcast. You can join there. I'm sure something's going to pop up right here of where you can join the league.
This general area here.
Let's get rocking, Anthony. Let's get rolling here.
Let's go.
Pimps of the Week here. Let's get it rocking. It played. Just trust me, it played. Anthony, we're starting off with you, though, because you have the first two Pims locked and loaded. 2 minutes is going to who?
The first two Pims here, we're giving 2 minutes to Evan Fitzpatrick, goaltender in the St. Louis Blues organization. He's trying to make that team this year, and he's going about it the wrong way.
Oh.
Lets in a real softy against their preseason, in their last preseason matchup against the Washington Capitals. It was like almost a dump in.
Was it a real? Okay.
It was a dump in from above the blue line. And he goes to basically clear it with his stick to the side.
Yeah.
Misses it completely, goes 5-hole in the net. That's not how you impress the coaches. 2 minutes going to Evan Fitzpatrick for the not save of the week.
That's fair.
4 minutes here is going to go to Austin Matthews. I'm sure by now everyone listening knows of the controversy with him in his home state of Arizona, bringing all that drama back to Toronto. Not a good look for him, not a good look for the team. He has come out and apologized for it, but still.
He owned up to it. That's what I like to see, though.
It is good that he owned up for it, but still, you have to be aware of who you are when you're a superstar like that. Don't put yourself in the media in negative lights, because that's like a, you know, like what Antonio Brown's doing in the NFL. Things like that, I like to see out of hockey. So when I see things like that, it's really disappointing.
Yeah, I agree. And we talked on other shows about Austin Matthews potentially being the captain of Toronto. That's going to be tough. I mean, like, Toronto wants to trust this guy to be their captain, and stuff like this coming up is really going to hurt his chances. Now, I'm taking over the 5 minutes here, buddy, and it's Chell 20 ditching
Repeat
the NBC
offenders.
Sports broadcast team and the presentation on it and everything. They just completely ditched the NBC Sports look on the video game. It's an absolute, it's just, it's
taking laziness to a whole new level.
It really is. They got rid of Doc, they got rid of Eddie, they got rid of all the presentation. It's just, it, the game feels so arcadey. I actually got the game, unfortunately, and it just feels like, it just doesn't feel like a hockey game. It's just like an, like you go to an arcade and you're playing
Shell
20.
It's like they took a step back.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. They're focused so much on all the fakes, like the 3-on-3, the pond hockey, all the stuff, but like they're just losing all the realism in the game. It's just very heartbreaking.
What a joke.
It's unbelievable. They will continue to be the all-time PIMS leader until further notice. So that's our PIMS of the week. 2 minutes going to Evan Fitzpatrick for a terrible goal that he let in. 4 minutes going to Austin Matthews for, well, acting up, showing his
underwear, I believe. Was he?
Yeah, he didn't even actually.
I believe he bent over, grabbed his ass, and said something ridiculous. But it was noted in the report that his underwear stayed on.
That's good.
So that's why it was a 4 and not a 5.
That's good. 5 minutes is going to Chell 20 for ditching the NBC Sports broadcast team. It's an absolute disgrace. Whew. Moving on here, buddy. It is now time for the star. Oh, no. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going into starts
and
calls. I'm the wild card.
Are you wild carding right now?
We're going into Anthony Milani's setup. I don't have the drop.
You don't have the drop
ready.
So you wild carded and then failed.
I wild carded. I don't even have the drop ready here. I just don't have it.
This week's episode of this guy.
It's playing. You just can't hear it. I don't even think the listeners can hear it, to be honest. I don't think this is all hooked up.
What do you do all week? What are you doing to prepare for the show?
Time.
I've never seen someone less prepared.
Corey,
for
you want to come on the mic here and introduce Anthony's setup of the week? He's not going on camera. He's not doing it. He's behind the scenes.
He's a behind the scenes guy.
So it's now time for Anthony Milani's setup of the week. What do you got here for us, buddy?
This week I'm staying in Vegas. Last week was
Garrett
Sparks.
Staying in Vegas?
Last week was Garrett Sparks, who actually has gotten sent down to the Chicago Wolves, the AHL.
And you talked about him hopefully not getting sent down.
Yeah, I was hopeful, but they have a lot of goaltenders that they're trying to feed up there. One of them, Dylan Ferguson. Some of you may remember Dylan Ferguson for stepping in for Fleury when he was hurt a couple of years ago when they went through like 3 or 4 goalies waiting for him to come back. And he actually got called up from his junior hockey team and actually played a couple games as like a 17-year-old. Pretty cool.
So does he have a sick setup?
This year's got a real nasty.
That's what the fans want to know. They don't care about how he's playing. They want to know the
CCM E-Flex 4 setup. It's got that Vegas gray. And my favorite part about it is the CCM logos are that bright red color like you see on Fleury strapping.
Yeah.
Super sick. I'll post that.
It's right
Twitter.
Here.
It's right here somewhere.
Somewhere. No, it's going to be right here.
Somewhere in my
it's
general
gonna
area.
It's going to be right here. Yes.
The producer is pointing right here. So once again, your unpreparedness is just killing us.
Well, the thing is last week it was on your left, and I thought the camera – it was on his left. That's the left. That is his left.
My left.
Jesus Christ, producer.
But it'll be the viewer's right, though, right?
I saw the camera. Okay, it doesn't matter here. That was Anthony Milani's setup of the week here. We're keeping the wild card train rolling.
We can't get through a segment here.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Anthony, it's now time for the true wild card. It's time for the starts, the sits, and the call-ups, and I have no idea what you're going to start with, so – you might as well just do whatever you want here.
I'm going to start with my call-up tonight.
Oh, great.
I'm going to start with my call-up. It's
sick.
It's a name that most people in Jacksonville who have been following hockey for the past few years know. It's Mikhail Berdan. In a preseason game with the Winnipeg Jets, I have no idea who they've been playing, but that's not the point. The point here is Mikhail Berdan goes out to play the puck when it gets up in their end, just has this nasty toe drag, totally dekes the guy out, and then just flutters, flips the puck to his D-man.
It was beautiful.
It was amazing. I haven't seen a guy handle the puck this well since Marty Brodeur. Like, all of his other skills aside, he handles the puck better than any goaltender in the NHL right now.
He's got such poise, too. Like, you
he's
see,
very
you
calm.
Saw, you saw
very
when he was
calm.
Here in Jacksonville. He plays with poise. He plays with confidence. And he plays like nothing really bothers him. So it's
very calm. He's awesome.
Definitely a good call-up. What are you hitting us with next? The start of the
I'm going to run to my start here.
Oh, you're going to run to your start.
Because I'm very excited about it. I've been thinking about it all week because I keep on seeing little Instagram clips of it. It's Pat Maroon flashing the ring in the preseason.
He got in the fight against Nashville.
He gets in the fight against Nashville with his new team, Tampa. And after the fight, he's running by the Nashville bench. I'm sure something was said. And his reply to it was, I got a ring.
He had his glove off.
I got a ring.
It was
beautiful. The big rig, Pat Maroon.
The big rig.
Absolute beauty with that. And now I'll go to my sit.
Oh boy.
I'm sitting the Niagara Ice Dogs goaltender.
Oh.
I have his name here in
so
my.
So you have Niagara on the notes, and I was like, oh, maybe he's talking about like the college.
No, I have his name here in the notes, or at least I thought I did, anyways.
Oh, unbelievable! No, you don't have it in the notes, buddy. It's right there. The notes are on the screen.
It's Christian Spariglia.
Oh, it's in your Instagram. It's not even in. Okay, what are you sitting here, buddy?
He slashed one of the players from the Oshawa Generals in the back of the head. And the video that I saw, the caption was, should he be suspended? I'm like, yeah, he's going to get suspended for it. So I'm sitting just foolish behavior like that. In the game, he was given a match penalty and a 5 for his team. So it's a pretty selfish play.
That's
he's
going to
be suspended. It's my sit.
That is absolutely
pretty
ridiculous.
Unreal. I can't believe it.
That's just unreal. You can't do that.
All right.
You can't do that.
Go gonna ahead.
Get some tough looks from the scouts.
Go ahead. Let's hear them.
So my starts, my sits, and my call-ups. I'm starting, obviously, with my start. I am starting the Fayetteville Marksman's military game that they're going to be doing on Fort Bragg. It's going to be a massive, massive game, a first of its kind. They're going to be doing it on Fort Bragg, or in Fort Bragg. It's going to be a huge game. Fayetteville, or all the SPHL teams do their theme nights. This is going to be their military appreciation night. Friend of the show, Travis Jake, will be helping lead the Fayetteville Marksman, hopefully to a dub. But this game is real special of its kind. Military Appreciation Night from Fort Bragg. It's really special to see. I'm starting that. I'm sitting, and this is something. This has been a hot topic, like this general idea of what I'm sitting here. I'm sitting the rule changes.
Okay.
Earlier this week, I released a blog about fighting. This has nothing to do with it. So if you're listening to this, it has nothing to do with that blog because I caught a lot of heat for it. We'll talk about
that.
It after the start sits.
I was going to say, I don't know if there's a segment for it, but we should brief.
We'll talk about it after the start sits here. I'm sitting, though, a new rule in the NHL that allows coaches to pick the location of the faceoffs after an icing and an offsides. I don't like that rule. I get why it's here. I get it. I get that it's for to try and up scoring. You put the right center out there at the right time. It allows for coaches to play the strategy mismatch game. I understand that. I don't like it, though. Baseball has a problem right now with the slow pace of the game, and I think an official having to go up to the coach and basically ask on the skate back by, like, where you want the faceoff, it slows the game down. I think it kind of just ruins the integrity of the game, kind of like I don't know. I guess I'm old school with this.
I don't mind it as much as you because of the fact that it will increase offensive chances, and I think that's fine.
Okay,
I have no problem with it, and that's coming from a goalie.
Hey, I've been getting a lot of heat for my rule change opinion.
Some of your other takes I do agree with, and this I'm not so far away from you that I can't understand why you think that. I get why you think that. I think I'm just more on the side of where I'm thinking, okay, it will increase offensive chances.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll take that long.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That is a fair point.
The ref probably has to skate by the bench anyways. They're probably not going to have some big drawn-out thing or hole to do about it. It's probably going to be real quick there.
Yeah.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to pick one of the two dots in the offensive zone.
So you're sitting my sit.
I'm not sitting your sit. I'm just providing the people with an alternate opinion.
That's fair. So my call-up, though, oh, wow, I just popped. I don't know if I popped in your ears. I popped in mine.
No, you're just dumb.
Brutal. My call-up, though, I'm calling up captains. I'm calling up captains for teams because we still have some teams that don't have captains. The New York
Rangers
being one of them, and we're going to talk about them a little bit later in our Metro preview.
Their future captain, I think we're in agreement on.
Now we are.
We are now.
And we'll talk about that later.
You talked me into it.
We'll talk about that later. So I'm calling up captains, though, because we see teams like the Rangers. We see teams like the Toronto Maple Leafs still without captains, and we are less than a week away from opening puck drop. How do you not know? How do you not have that? I don't understand that. I just don't get that. I don't get how you don't have your captain set. I would say if I'm running a team, I'm making sure my captain is picked before training camp because that's your leader. That's who you're looking at. And you're going through all of training camp without that set leader. I don't agree with it. So I'm calling up. I want to call up the captains. I want to see every team have a captain go into the season or have their set A's. I just want to see it. I think you have to have a leader going at this point of the offseason or of training camp.
No, I agree.
And preseason.
I agree 100% with that.
For sure. So that's my starts. That was my sits. That was my call-ups. Anthony starts its call-ups. Now, Anthony, you want to talk about it here real quick before we go into the main event?
Let's get into it real quick.
Okay.
A couple minutes here.
Okay, so we are going to talk about my recent blog that I posted regarding the ECHL and their rule change for fighting. It is – they're basically assessing suspensions for – I think it was 10 fights in a season, 10 fights in a season, then it goes up to 14 fights, and then after that it's like you get suspended one game and then it goes to two games and it just adds on from there. I like it. I caught a lot of heat from my blog about that because people love to see fights in the East Coast League. I don't. I don't mind it. I love fighting. I'm not trying to soften up the game at all.
It's still an important part of the game, and there needs to be those checks and balances.
There's a time and a place for it, but I don't want to see every opening face-off of every period be a fight. I don't want to see like just nonsense fights. There's a time, there's a place for them. I don't want to see just a nonsense fight because your guy just feels like fighting. Like I just don't get that part. A lot of people came at me and said that I was trying to soften up the league, and B, like you're taking away fighting. It's a part of the game. It is a part of the game, but it's not the biggest part of hockey. Taking away fighting, and I said this in my blog, which you can check out. It's all over our social media. You can find it. I said it bring back the development in the development league, in the East Coast League.
The East Coast League and the American Hockey League are development leagues for the NHL, so why not make them as close to the NHL as possible as far as rules, as far as pace of play, and as far as style of play? It's like in college football when you see offenses running styles that you know are setting quarterbacks
exactly
up for failure in the NFL. It's kind of the same situation. You want to set your players up for success. And if I may interrupt you, I have a little bit to say on this.
Yeah.
I don't like to defend you in general, but I thought you were getting some kind of undue heat on social media about this. Some people were saying, oh, you're trying to soften the game, this and that. It's like, no, we're not trying to soften the game. And there was someone saying that, you know, it's not really a development league. They don't, you know, this is, there's all these guys, yada, yada, yada. Why not make it more so teams in the NHL want to send guys down?
Exactly.
Why not make it so they want to send their first round, second round draft picks down to help them develop?
That's exactly what I said in my article too.
Yeah. It was actually a good article, which I don't like saying, but it was good.
Because that's the thing. It's not, I mean, yes, I understand like you love seeing fighting, but you're going to love seeing the game itself more.
And it's still an important part of the game. Especially in the East Coast. Okay, and the rule is 10. It's not 10 per team.
No, it's 10 per player.
It's
10 fights 10 per player.
There's still going to be so many fights. So people who are worried about fighting going out of the game, it's still going to be there. I think they're just trying to protect some of the younger guys and trying to influence the big clubs to send down more guys and put the development back in the
Exactly. And my closing thought about this, and for you at home to think about this, look at the NHL. You see a major decrease in fights throughout the league.
Yes.
But you can't tell me that the games are not more fun to watch. You're seeing a lot more finesse. You're seeing a lot more speed. Just think about that, seeing that for the cost of an ECHL ticket. Like that kind of hockey, you can get that kind of hockey when you decrease fights in the East Coast League.
Yes, and again, we're not trying to eliminate fighting.
We are pro fighting.
Again,
we are pro fighting.
Fighting is a huge part of the game, at the right times.
Yeah, exactly. And like that.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing that drives me nuts. People.
It's like an all or nothing mentality.
I posted the blog to some pages that I'm not very like frequent on.
Yeah.
And people were just saying that I'm trying to soften up the.
No,
I saw you catch
a lot of heat for that.
I am pro fighting. I like fighting. There's a time and a place for it.
Yeah.
But don't take it. Like I said, there is a time and there is a place.
You can move to a city with a federal hockey league team.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't the Fed.
Go for it.
The SPHL, which the SPHL is getting better at it, per Travis Jake.
Well, we've had a couple SPHL guys come on and say that the skill is underrated in the SPHL, and they're trying to do the same thing.
And that's what's making the SPHL more desirable to watch.
Oh yeah.
And to follow.
Absolutely.
Because of that. So it is not the end of the world that the ECHL is going to start punishing people for having fights. People, not even the team, people. So just take it with a grain of salt, give it a try, and read my blog, of course. Anthony, it is now time
for the Power Play blog.
The Power Play blog, at the Power Play blog. Power Play blog. Oh, man. It is now time for the main event, though. It is the Metro. It is what we've been waiting for. It's what I've been waiting for, what you've been waiting for, what you at home probably have been waiting for, the Metro Division.
Will Vinny ever actually get to it?
You want to go fast here, buddy? You want to go fast? I'll give you fast.
We don't have to go that fast.
You
want to
go fast? I'll give you fast.
Today.
You want to go rapid fire? You want to go rapid fire right away?
Let's go rapid fire.
It is now time for the Metro Division rapid fire here. Are you ready, Anthony? Strap on. Strap. Put the buckle up, buddy. Buckle up.
I'm not ready.
All right. Metro Division rapid fire. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Vinny.
Okay, good. Jesus. Worst goaltending situation, the Islanders or the Devils?
Islanders.
Most underrated fans, Canes or the Blue Jackets?
Jackets all the way.
First team to miss the playoffs, the Caps or the Pens? This is first team to miss the playoffs in the future or this season?
Not saying this year, but eventually one of these teams will miss.
Who's going to be first?
I'm going to say the Capitals.
Really? Yeah. I'm on the other end of that. I'm on the Pens.
Okay.
And I had to choose this last one because it's too easy to pick a Rangers thing because we always side with the Rangers, so I picked a hard one here. Better young defenseman, Brady Shea or Shane Gostisbehere?
Brady Shea.
Okay, good. That's fair. I would have taken Brady Shea as well. But for the fans listening at home, we'll end it on this. I had to pick Brady Shea from the Rangers and had to pick someone who is close to our hearts, and that's Shane Gostisbehere, who's from Pembroke Pines.
Florida boy.
He's a Florida boy, so he also holds a special place to our heart. So Anthony picking Brady Shea is actually not a biased take, or is it?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Perfect. Perfect.
Being a Rangers fan, I hate the Rangers more than anyone.
Fair.
I'll take any chance I can to shit on them.
That's fair.
Because I'm the most critical of them. So if there actually is a time when I want to give them credit, I will.
That's fair. That is fair. That's how I feel most of the time with the Rangers as well. They break my heart.
They are going to go 82-0, but we'll get into that in a second.
They're going to go 96-0, is I think math, right?
You're not a math guy.
90 plus wins.
That can't be right.
We're going to say 90 plus. It is, because you play 14 games
in the
playoffs,
right? You have to win 16 games, dude.
You have to win 16 games in the playoffs, right?
Okay, so what's 82 plus 16?
98.
Math guys,
98.
Anybody?
I said 98.
You said 96.
I said 98.
I said 96.
Check
Corey.
It back. Check it back.
He said 96.
Unbelievable. All right, Anthony, let's get into it. Let's get in here, bud.
All right.
Going into the buy and sell of the Metro Division. Let's see. You want to see if the drop works?
No, yeah, the 20-minute drop.
It's the best drop.
Just try it. Try it. Try it.
It's the best drop. I got everything up
here.
Will
they be able to hear it on when they're listening? I can hear it very lightly. There it is. You turned it up. There you go. All right. There you go. There. All right. it goes on too long. That's the problem.
Okay. Perfect. Right. That was what I needed.
30 minutes later.
You know what I realized, though? Why fans couldn't listen. Ooh. That was by accident, but I deserve it.
I deserve it, though.
I really do. I didn't turn my phone volume up. So that's why none of the drops were actually playing.
This week, unreal.
Let's get into it, Anthony. The buy, sell of the Metro Division. We'll jump off with the team that led the Metro Division, the Washington Capitals.
All right.
Buy or sell, Tom Wilson will be the breakout player of the year.
I'm selling that.
You're selling that. Okay, and the reason why I am asking this question, former teammate of Tom Wilson, current Florida Panther, Brett Connolly, he said that in an interview with The Score, he said that his numbers are going to jump out at you this coming season. He mentioned the fact that he was suspended for a bunch of games this season, and he thought that if he could play a full season, he's going to be able to put up some big numbers that are going to surprise you. So that's why I'm saying that Tom Wilson will be a breakout player of the year type of guy. And you're selling this.
Yeah, I'm selling it on the basis of I don't think him having a good year playing with Alexander Ovechkin is going to surprise anybody.
Really? I think it would surprise everybody.
No, it wouldn't surprise me.
Really? I mean, he's not known for that, though.
Over the last few years, he has been known for scoring goals.
I don't know about that.
Maybe his suspensions and rough stuff has overshadowed it, but he actually does get the job done.
Okay, let's do a bonus here. Over under 10 games that Tom Wilson's suspended for this season.
I'm going to take the over. I think he'll get suspended for 10 games or something.
At least.
He'll do something.
So you're going over on that one.
He'll do something.
That's
fair. Yeah, he'll get, and anytime he's going to get suspended now, no matter what it's for, it's going to be like 10 to 15 games.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Just because of his history.
So now we move on to the Capitals, one of the biggest rivals for the Washington Capitals, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yep.
And we discussed this earlier. Buy or sell, the Penguins will miss the playoffs this year.
I'm going to sell that. As long as they have Sidney Crosby, I'm having them going to make the playoffs.
And it's crazy. I'm in the process of writing my bold predictions article for this coming season and my bold predictions blog that you'll be able to check out. And on there, I actually considered putting the Penguins as a team that'll miss the playoffs as a bold prediction because I'm not a big fan of Matt Murray.
Please elaborate on that.
I'm not a big fan of Matt Murray. I don't think he's that great of a goaltender. I think that is going to be the key to their downfall. I think that they might just miss the playoffs because also you look at the Metro. You look at the Metro, you see the Flyers getting better, you see the Devils getting better, you see the Rangers getting better. You see a lot of these teams. I mean, Carolina was a great team. If you look at the playoff teams from last year, you throw in the Rangers, you throw in the Devils, you throw in the Flyers. There's a lot. There's not many spots open.
Well, there's almost nothing that the Penguins can do about it. They've been so good for so long.
Exactly. Eventually, they haven't had any really high picks. Exactly.
All of their star players, they are aging.
Exactly.
But as long as Sidney Crosby's on the team, I'm betting for them making the playoffs.
And one thing I made the mistake last year of making these dumb like takes because I was so caught up in the NFL season and all the drama that was going on. But keep an eye on this. Keep an eye on Evgeny Malkin and the relationship he has with the Pittsburgh Penguins this season. It came out earlier this offseason that he said something that a report came out that he said it was either they trade him or they trade Phil Kessel. He's not going to be on a team.
Deny he said that.
I'm just saying it was out there. And who knows? Maybe there is some tension between Evgeny Malkin and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Maybe we see that. I'm just saying, keep an eye out for it. Don't be surprised, okay? Pittsburgh Penguins, you're selling that they'll miss the playoffs. I am also selling that they will miss the playoffs. A team that we just talked about, the Philadelphia Flyers, Carter Hart will be up for the Vezina at the end of the year. Buy or sell?
I'm selling that.
Man, you're just sell.
I'm going to sell that. I think he'll have a good year. I think he'll be very good. I think the team is going to be good, but I think he's not going to be in the top three of goaltending.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair take. I think Carter Hart's going to be a stud.
I think he'll be top 10, but I don't think he'll be that top three up for the Vezina that everyone's like, ooh, could it be him? I don't think he's going to be that good.
Okay, let's play a little matchup game here. Let's play a quick little matchup game.
Okay.
Would you rather Matt Murray or not Matt Murray.
Carter Hart.
Carter Hart or maybe a veteran goaltender like Jonathan Quick?
Carter Hart.
Carter Hart or Devan Dubnyk?
Carter Hart.
Carter Hart or Connor Hellebuyck?
That's a tougher one, but Hellebuyck.
Carter Hart or let's go the younger route, Andrei Vasilevskiy.
Vazzy.
Okay, that's fair. That's what I wanted to get, kind of gauge where you're at on your Carter Hart kind of things. That top 10 goaltender, maybe the bottom top 10 is where I'm getting at from you.
Yeah, I would say the back end of the top 10.
That's fair.
Which
moving
is still
on here.
Very high. I'm still very high on Carter Hart. I think he's having an awesome year.
I agree. I think he's going to be...
just not Vezina worthy.
That's fair.
Not to say he can't ever win it, just not this year.
We'll get into our full predictions of where we think the Metro is going to lay out at the end of this whole thing here. We'll stay in the goaltending. We'll stay in the cage here. Peter Mrazek is not the answer in Carolina. Are you buying or selling that?
I'm going to sell that again.
You're going to sell that? You think Peter Mrazek is the answer in Carolina?
We talked about this earlier on our bonus episode,
which you can check out
on Patreon.
For free right now.
Right now it's free. So we talked about this a little bit on the bonus episode where Peter Mrazek is going to have a goaltender behind him, James Reimer, who's going to be able to help him out a lot, play a lot of games with him this year. And I think if Mrazek can get hot again like he did towards the end of last season, I think he'll be just fine. The only thing that hurt him last year is he got hurt.
He actually got hurt,
And then when he came
back,
he just wasn't 100%. Before that, he was lights out for them.
See, I don't think, I personally don't think that Peter Mrazek is going to, because I mean, the reason why I made this is because Carolina has been one of those teams that ever since Cam Ward dropped off, they've been trying to find that next goaltender to keep him in the game.
They tried Scott Darling, it didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm buying this. I'm buying that Peter Mrazek is not the answer in Carolina because I think Peter Mrazek, I think we're going to see his true colors show eventually because I don't think James Reimer is going to be as good as Curtis McElhinney was to keep them in it. Peter Mrazek played a little bit less games. He was like a Jordan Binnington last year, where he played less games. He benefited from that. He's going to get an uptick in games this season. He's obviously going to be the starter.
With
he's
James
play...
Reimer behind him, I think James Reimer will play plenty.
I think James Reimer is going to play plenty, but I don't think that he's going to play enough to give Peter Mrazek that rest.
I think Rod
here.
The Bot is smarter than that, and I think he's going to see
fair.
What worked last year.
That is fair. That
and
is
last
fair.
Last year, McElhinney and Mrazek almost split time.
Well, what do you want to bet on this? How do you want to bet this?
Bet what?
How do you want to bet this? Peter Mrazek, how many wins do you think Peter Mrazek is going to get this season? Over, under he's going to have maybe 50 starts.
I'm saying,
let's say 50 starts. How many wins does he have out of 50 starts?
I don't know if he'll get 50 starts.
You don't think he'll get 50 starts, really? You think
I
he's
think
more
he may
in
be
the
40s? More 45.
Yeah, okay,
I think more 45.
I say, okay,
out of those starts, I think he wins 25.
Okay, you think he wins 25?
25.
I think he wins like maybe like 20.
Okay, fair enough.
B-Dubs bet that.
Yeah.
I created a drop for it that I just played. It was the B-Dubs bet drop. Not the drop, sound drop, the graphic for the B-Dubs.
Okay,
cool. It's great. You can check it out on YouTube. For those listening
at home.
If
you're watching on YouTube, you just saw it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Moving on here, the New York Islanders, who is a team that is having some goaltending problems right now because they signed Semyon Varlamov and forgot to bring back Robin Leonard. The Islanders will have a hangover from last season. They rode the Robin Leonard story through the playoffs last season. This season, what do you think is going to happen? They buy or sell, the Islanders will have a hangover from last season.
I wouldn't quite call it a hangover, but I'll sell it. No, okay, they will have. I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
I'm going to buy that they don't do as well. I don't know if I would say hangover, but I think Robin Leonard was a huge part of their success last year. And they're not going to get goaltending like that with Varlamov only because...
We will see a drop, though, is my point.
Only because Varlamov isn't going to stay healthy because he hasn't... Just like I've talked about Jonathan Quick.
Well, they have... Don't forget about Thomas Greiss. That's another team
Greiss,
that has used the tandem
Greiss
type of goaltending.
Greiss did well last year. If they can get that kind of goaltending again or something close to it, they'll be fine because they have a lot of good young talent starting with Matthew Barzal.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I'm also buying that we'll see a hangover from the Islanders. I don't think it's going to be a drastic one, but I do think we see a drop from last season
Do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Okay. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, and that's where I got the hangover part from because I feel like if they're not making the playoffs, then that's considered a hangover, whether it's a slight hangover or not.
That's fair. I also have them missing.
That's fair. So we move on to a team that got drastically let's save that one here.
Okay.
The Columbus Blue Jackets will be battling for last place in the league. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy that.
I am also buying that 100%. There's a struggle. I mean, the thing is, though, is there's a lot of talent in Columbus. Their goaltending is a huge, huge question.
Their two-star defensemen,
Seth Jones, Zach Werenski,
are going to keep them
in
maybe relevant through most of the season. But I think around February, you're going to see them lose their playoff spot and probably go downhill from there. This is going to be year one of the decline of John Tortorella. We see this with every team he goes to.
I love John Tortorella.
I love Torts.
But this is
his history shows he wears out his welcome. He'll lose his star guys, and this will be the year where we see him lashing out at reporters.
Yeah,
he's going to find a new Brooksy to just humiliate in public.
Try to fight some other coach in the locker room,
and then a few games into the next season, the 2020-2021 season, he's going to be fired.
Yeah, something
and
like
the decline starts now for him.
Yeah, I do think a lot of people could be sleeping on Columbus. I think their goaltending can be good. The Latvian kid who can be really, he'll be on
the show for other things.
He
too.
Can be really good. So we'll have to see how he plays. The kid plays with a lot of heart.
Elvis.
He plays with a lot of heart. He led Team Latvia to a battle against Team Canada not too long ago. So it'll be interesting to see where Columbus goes. I'm buying that Columbus will be battling for last place in the league. I will agree with that. I don't think they come last. I think that the LA and Anaheim are still those two last place teams, but they'll be around that bubble for sure. Okay, now we move on to a team that had massive improvements in the offseason. The New Jersey Devils will be in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. Buy or sell?
I'll buy that.
You're buying it.
I'll buy. They're very good.
They have gotten so. I mean,
they're very good.
Look at their guys. They brought in PK Subban. They obviously drafted Jack Hughes. Taylor Hall's healthy now. They have Will Butcher on his second season, who's a very good player. Nico Hischier on his second season. He's very good. I mean, this is a team that is. They are loaded. They are loaded.
Their only issues are goaltending, and I don't think Corey Schneider is a bad goalie. I think he's a great goalie. I think he's in the top half of the goaltenders.
If he can stay healthy, though.
Keyword. Key phrase.
Yeah.
He's got to stay healthy.
He has got to stay healthy. And that's where I sell this. I think I'm selling that the Devil. Honestly, though, if you think
listen, the team is much better around him now. He's not going to be as busy. He's not going to be making all these miraculous saves we haven't seen him. His workload's going to be lighter. His chance of injury is going to be a little bit less.
They have Scott Wedgwood as their backup now because Keith Kincaid went to Montreal.
They very well could use the goalie tandem
that the Islanders
that
and
a
Carolina.
Lot of other teams are going for. We always talk about how the parity in the league is strong.
I can't see them in the Eastern Conference Finals. I just can't.
You
I
can't
don't
because
see
you don't,
it.
Want,
I don't
to,
want to see it.
But the reality of it is they're a very good team.
Oh, and man.
I don't think that they're going to be first in the conference.
Yeah.
But that's even more
they're
of a
the
reason,
Cinderella story team.
That's even more of a reason to think that they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think they're going to blow their wad in the regular season. I think I think the Lightning will be the best team in the East in the regular season. They're one of the teams in what division?
Hey, can someone give us the Atlantic?
I need to know the Atlantic division.
Can someone give us the Atlantic teams? Hey,
someone
we have two producers here. We have three producers.
Three
at this
producers.
Point.
Amish Mike, get on the horn.
Okay, so you're buying the Eastern Conference Finals for the New Jersey Devils.
Buying. I'll beat Devils bet that if you want.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that. Right. Anthony, there's only one more team. There's only one more team in this list.
What team is that?
And it is the New York freaking Rangers here, buddy.
I hate talking about the Rangers.
The thing is like we always make this, like we do this show and we don't want to give out, like we don't want to be biased. We don't talk about the Rangers enough. Honestly, we don't talk about the Rangers at all
we
on the show.
We try to limit our Rangers talk because once that train leaves the station, it's just us complaining and hating on the Rangers for hours.
Hey, choo-choo, baby. We're getting on this train.
It's about to get
it's
off the rails.
It's time, buddy. Let's start
off
here.
For those of
here.
You who have 4 or 5 hours, come with us.
Let's start off let's here, buddy. In. Let's start off here.
Go ahead.
For the real buy or sell question, and then we can dive into our Rangers here. Buy or sell, the King, Henrik Lundqvist, will get a cup in New York.
I'm selling that.
Okay.
For it. Sell.
Okay. Why do you sell it? Why? Please do tell. Because I'm on the side where Henrik Lundqvist, the Rangers have two goaltenders behind Henrik Lundqvist that are going to be studs. They're going to be able to hold down the fort if Henrik Lundqvist does go down. But the thing is he might be a Ray Bourque situation. He may end up being a Ray Bourque situation where you see him get traded away because the Rangers are nowhere near playoff contention. At the trade deadline, they're thinking, "Hey, let's trade away Henrik Lundqvist. Let's stock the cupboards up with draft picks for Henrik Lundqvist, and let's give the man the cup that he actually deserves." He's a player that. I mean, he does deserve it. He's been on the team for so long. He's made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. He's a Vezina Trophy winning goaltender. He's done it all except for get that cup. So, Anthony, why are you selling Henrik Lundqvist getting a cup?
Because they're young and promising right now. They're going to be.
I'm not saying this year.
They're going to be an exciting team. I don't think he's going to be with them. I mean, he's 37 now.
He's
I don't
up there.
With the other teams in the league. I don't see the Rangers winning the cup. In the next 3 years,
yeah, no, it's tough to see.
Is he going to win it as a 41-year-old starting goaltender? The answer is no.
So this is a topic for Ranger fans that's always a hot topic is, do you trade Henrik Lundqvist?
He doesn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah,
I think
fair.
He'd rather not win the cup and live that New York lifestyle.
Is he going
to
be one of
then get traded to Dallas and win the cup? You know,
buyer
wherever
buyer sell Henrik Lundqvist is the is going. Could go down in history as the greatest player not to win a Stanley Cup.
Oh, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
For 10 years, this guy stood on his head for the club, got them through rounds, and they couldn't deliver for him when he really needed them. And now his window of being in his prime he's past it.
It's definitely slipping away and seeing in his play.
We did see Brodeur have that incredible year when they beat Henrik Lundqvist and the Rangers in the 2012 season to move on to the Stanley Cup after beating them in the Eastern Conference Finals in Game 6 overtime. Yeah.
Ouch, right. Still hurts.
I need a moment.
Okay, so last thing on the Rangers, then we'll get into our predictions here. Who do you think... So we talked about this earlier about the Rangers captain. I said it was Mika Zibanejad. You said it was Chris Kreider. I convinced you that it's supposed to be Mika Zibanejad. Now, why do you think... That Mika Zibanejad should be captain.
It's easy for us to both be on the same page about this. He's led by example on and off the ice. He's living kind of that New York Henrik Lundqvist style life right now. He's big in the city. He's DJing everywhere.
He's huge.
He's got the flow.
The biggest thing is why I think Mika Zibanejad is going to be the next captain of this team is you look at his interviews that he's doing with he's out there, he's everywhere for the New York Rangers as a media representative. He's doing all the interviews more than anyone. You watch the interviews, listen to the interviews with like guys like Kaapo Kakko, Artemi Panarin, guys like that. They're all going back to Mika Zibanejad being the guy that they're looking to as the leader. So eventually Mika Zibanejad is going to get this C. I swear to God, there's two things I am so heated about. I'm going to get this off my chest before we get into our predictions.
Let's go.
I swear to God, if I see David Quinn, the New York Rangers head coach, put Brendan Smith as the 13th forward throughout the season, at any point,
it was
I'm going to lose my shit.
It was frustrating watching the Rangers with 7D all last year.
Exactly.
It was super frustrating.
No. Yeah, they had 7D.
I know what you're saying. I'm saying, don't screw with the numbers like that.
There's no reason to put Brendan Smith as a forward. No, there is no reason to have
him
as a forward.
Where Brendan Smith should be
is the AHL. He should be in the AHL. With all the young talent that the Rangers have, he should be in the AHL. That's where he should belong.
And that's no disrespect for him.
No, not at all. I love that. He's a heart and soul guy.
He really is. He'll fight for his team. I love that about him. I can see him being brought up because of injury.
I'm okay with the occasional call-up.
With all the young talent, there's no reason for him to be a mainstay on the roster this year.
And I swear to God, if I see the Rangers have three assistant captains this season and no C, I'm going to lose my shit. That's the other thing that I'm going to lose my shit for. I can't deal with it. I want to see New York deserves a C.
The writing's on the wall. They'll name Mika the captain.
For sure. So moving on now, Anthony. It comes down to this, man. Remember what you did for the Atlantic, please. Because you didn't say that the Atlantic had any wild card teams, so you're gonna. So
wild card.
I don't think you picked any wild card teams from the Atlantic, but either way, we didn't do a predictions for the Atlantic.
We didn't do a predictions for the Atlantic.
So listen.
I don't think that my predictions for one. This may not make sense, but I don't think my predictions for one division should be like weighed in on each division because I'm not here to pick every playoff team. I'm just here. This is right now at this point in the season, preseason. Before any game's been played, this is more or less saying what teams have the potential to be there, not a definitive list of these teams are going, these teams are wild card. But I'm looking and telling you what teams have the potential and the skills to potentially be there.
Yeah. No, potentially. I agree. That's fair. That's fair. You're trying to cover your ass for going back on things.
I said potentially eight times.
Yeah, okay. Potentially. We're going to have a counter. Ding! Ding! Potentially. Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
We could potentially get a counter.
Potentially. So this is going to be a massive thing. This is the end of the division previews. This is the end.
Will you get into it?
Eastern Conference predictions here. 1 through 8. How's it going to shake out? Atlantic, Metro, what do you think?
I'm going to do the Metro.
Oh, do both. That's the point here.
You know what's funny?
Make it quick because we have...
You know what's funny? Earlier, I asked what teams were the Metro, and Corey actually sent me the Metro teams, and I was like, Corey, I was actually just kidding. I don't need them. But now I actually need the Atlantic teams so I can look at them to guess them.
That's producer
so
right there. Corey, that's producer
before,
level.
Corey knew what I needed before I even needed it.
That's fair. That's perfect. That's a great producer right
impressive.
There. So what do you got here, buddy? What's your prediction?
You want me to do Atlantic or Metro first?
I want you to do the entire Eastern Conference.
The entire Eastern Conference?
No, not the playoff teams from the Eastern Conference, buddy.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. I'm definitely going to have the Philadelphia Flyers in the playoffs this year. I'm definitely going to have the new playoffs.
So you're starting off with that.
I'm looking at my teams. I'm thinking the Devils, Flyers, and Caps are getting in from the Metro. And I'm going to have... Obviously, the Lightning, the Maple Leafs, and the Sabres get in through the Atlantic.
Lightning, Sabres.
And the Leafs.
And the Leafs.
Obviously.
Sabres. The Sabres. You think the Sabres are going to get that goaltending from Carter Hutton?
Yeah.
Really? That's a
You know what? I've watched a few of
the You want to beat-ups bet this?
I watched a few of the preseason games. The goaltending is looking good.
You want to do two beat-ups bets?
That Linus Ullmark looks good.
Okay, let's do a beat-ups bet here. The Buffalo Sabres do not make the playoffs.
Okay, I think they will. And I know that's underrated. I've been watching
I'll
them.
I'll put that in my bold predictions.
I've been watching them and their goaltenders in the preseason. I've really liked what I saw.
It's going to be interesting to see for sure. So you have Philly in the playoffs, you have Buffalo, you have Tampa, you have Toronto. That's four teams right there. You need four more teams, buddy. You need two more from Atlantic.
I said
six
teams. I said six teams. You were paying attention.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, this is like off the rails now. We shouldn't have done both at the same time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, because we didn't do the Atlantic. All right, do the Metro. Just do the Metro.
Today's the Metro preview. I don't know why you haven't used the
Atlantic.
Because
you didn't do the Atlantic.
It doesn't matter. It's over. It's past. All
right, fair. Metro Division. Let's go.
Metro Division. I got the Capitals, the Flyers, and the Devils. As the three teams. And then I'm going to have the Rangers and the Penguins do the wild cards. I have Carolina and Columbus completely missing.
Wow, that's very... So, okay, repeat that one more time. Let me just digest this here. What do you got? So you have the Devils, you have the Flyers, and you have the Capitals as your three teams.
Yes.
Okay, so you have the Penguins and the Rangers taking it up last. So, oh, man, wait a second.
It's a tough decision, and I know I talked earlier about how well Mrazek could be for the Hurricanes. This is more speaking to the team, not so much him.
That's fair. No, I can.
They had such a great run last year. I don't know if they can replicate it with the talent they have. And Mr. Game 7, I'll play with them.
That's fair. So it is now time for my predictions of the Metro Division, and it goes like this. I got Washington, I got Pittsburgh, and I have...
You have Pittsburgh making the playoffs through the division.
Through the division, yeah. Ooh. I have Pittsburgh making the playoffs through the division.
All right.
And I have the New Jersey Devils as well going to be in that division style. I think I'm going to only have one team from... screw it. I'm going to have two teams in the wild card from the Metro. I'm having the New York Rangers, and I'm going to have the Philadelphia Flyers making the playoffs. I think Columbus and Carolina both missed the playoffs. I think our playoffs are the same, except for... You don't have... Who did you not have for mine?
It was all the same. The same team's missing.
I didn't have Buffalo in it, though.
Well, Buffalo's in the Atlantic.
So who's replacing Buffalo?
Buffalo's in the Atlantic, so you're not talking about Buffalo.
They are in the Atlantic.
That's why
I
didn't want to confuse people.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Everyone's confused.
So our shit is
you're
the same.
You're confused.
Our shit is the same.
And you're the host of the show.
And a little bit different, though. I have Washington, I have Pittsburgh, I have the Rangers, I have Philly, and I have the Devils making the playoffs from the Metro Division.
The Metro Division.
Who are the Metro teams?
I have no idea.
Unbelievable.
I have no idea. I'm just as confused as anyone right now.
Everyone's confused right now. Everyone. Absolutely.
All
everyone.
I know for sure is that the Rangers are going 82-0 and they're going straight to the cup. 98 wins, baby.
98-0.
98
you
straight
heard it
wins.
Here first. 98-0. The first team in history to go 98-0.
That's the only thing we know for sure.
Guaranteed. You heard it here first. Bold predictions. It's not even going to be bold. It's not even bold. People should automatically know this already.
What, dude? If they go on like a tear to start the season and go like 15-0, dude, I'm telling you.
Choo choo.
Yeah, I'm riding that train hard.
All aboard here, boys. All aboard. So, on that note, folks, we've covered the Metro. There is one more thing that we need to talk about.
A little news and notes.
Little news and notes. Little news and notes to finish the show. Anthony, there's a big thing that we talked about last week, or three episodes ago, because that was the central. Patrick Laine has been locked up. The Winnipeg Jets have locked up Patrick Laine. No, I'm not even going to say locked up. They gave him a bridge deal.
I have the details right here.
They gave him the bridge deal. Let us know what it is, Anthony. What happened? What was the deal?
The Jets signed him to a two-year deal worth $13.5 million. It's going to have a $6.75 million AAV.
Basically, for those listening at home, watching on YouTube, that's a bridge deal. That is what we call a bridge deal. That's a, hey, show me you're worth the money that you're wanting. That's kind of what it is for Patrick Laine at this point,
I don't think he's shown the money that he thinks he's deserving.
And that's why I think Winnipeg's the winner here. Patrick Laine just looks like an ass
jackass.
Here. He looks like an ass here. Wanting this much money and then ending up getting the bridge deal. That's plain and simple. That's what's happening here. So the bridge deal is a smart, genius idea by Winnipeg. That's plain and simple.
Yep. Matthew Tkachuk also signed in Calgary.
Everyone's signing. Braden Point. Don't forget Braden Point also signed in Tampa.
Yeah, Braden Point signed in Tampa. There's only
two big name free agents still available, and one is Mikko Rantanen from Colorado.
Yeah.
And who was the other one? There was someone else Patrick Laine, I think, was the last one.
Okay, so
Rantanen is,
and,
I think, the last
and
one.
And it was Laine until today.
Yeah, I think that was what I saw today. So either way,
that worked out great, though. He signed on a day we record.
It's perfect.
So we're like breaking the news here almost.
Breaking news.
Breaking down the walls.
Okay. On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms.
We're getting some looks from the producers here.
The producers, like, they're just like
what?
Rolling. Oh, the battery's dying.
Our battery's dying. Battery's dying. Show, so
on that note, folks, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Podcast. And don't forget to listen to us on all podcasting platforms, especially don't forget to
yelling?
Watch us on, because I feel like yelling makes it go faster.
That doesn't do anything.
It makes it go faster.
It just makes you more annoying.
Most importantly, subscribe to the YouTube page. Watch all of this chaos and madness. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. Another special thanks to Corey for coming through the mic stand.
Alicia on the camera. Corey on the equipment. It's a full show at this point. It's
Amish
a full
Mike's
show.
In his room somewhere.
But really, though, what this is saying to you guys, though, is support our Patreon page to pay for the producers of the show, because we have a lot of them.
We should just keep talking to the battery dies.
This is ridiculous.
We should definitely keep talking
on
to the
that
battery
note,
dies.
Folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. For Anthony the Backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you and have a good night or day whenever you're listening or watching.
See ya.